President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama left the D-Day beaches in Normandy to join their two daughters, Sasha and Malia, in Paris this weekend for some family time and to do a little sightseeing. We're joined by Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Bonjour, Eleanor.
Bonjour, Leanne.
Give us the highlights of the Obama's mini vacation in Paris.
Well, the highlights are we caught a glimpse on TV last night of the girls up on the top level of Notre Dame. You know, they closed down the whole cathedral and had it blocked off, but some cameras did catch them up there sightseeing. And then actually, I drove back from Normandy last night, and there were helicopters circling not too far from my apartment. I come to find out that the president and his family ate in a little bistro in the 7th arrondissement, which is right next to my neighborhood. And so that's what the helicopters were there for. They were having their dinner.
And this morning, they took in a little art.
That's right. They went to the Pompidou Center, which is mostly a museum for modern art. It's that building with the pipes all on the outside. So they went over in that neighborhood, and there's a lot of exhibits going on there now. And then the president is going to leave the first lady and the two daughters here. They're supposed to have lunch at the Élysée with President Sarkozy and his wife, Carla Bruni.
Is the first family being mobbed by the media, or is everyone being left alone?
Well, I tell you, Leanne, there hasn't been that much footage of them, but I think it's because the security presence has been huge. I mean, everywhere they've gone, the police have blocked off streets. I mean, entire neighborhoods are being tied up by motorcycles and police cars. Like I said, there was a helicopter overhead, so I don't think the press has gotten too much of a chance to get close to them. But the French do have a certain respect for people's private lives, so I think they are sort of letting the first family enjoy Paris. But what is funny is this morning on TV, they had their waiter interviewed on TV. So everyone's gone back to that restaurant where they had dinner. Now we know exactly what they had. They had filet de bœuf with a sauce béarnaise. There was crème brûlée, île flottante. No wine was drunk. They only had water. And the bill came to €239. So we have gotten quite a few details. And the waiter says the family was adorable.
What do the Parisians say about the first American family sightseeing in their fair city?
Well, I think they're just tickled to have them here. I went out this morning to buy my baguette, and I actually spoke with some Parisians on the street. And here's what one of them told me.
The French people are very happy to welcome Barack Obama and his family in Paris because he's very young and a very important person for Parisians. And yesterday night, we are very happy to know that Barack and his family dine in the very nice bistro in Paris, like us, finally.
Like a regular family.
Yes. And we are very proud to welcome Barack.
Burgers in D.C. and bœuf in Paris, right, Eleanor?
Exactement, Leanne.
Thanks so much for your report. That's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Good to be with you, Leanne.